Hello, I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 60, Holiday Fun Talk. That is going to be today's, that is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. It's not Friday yet. I didn't have a drink. Hello. How are y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? I hope all is going well with each one of you. Do y'all have any plans for this upcoming holiday? Can you believe it? Tomorrow is Christmas Day. Wow, time do fly by so fast. And it's also, I want to say this too, it's less than 10 days away from 2021. And 2020 will be out of here. OMG. OMG. But besides that, how are y'all feeling today? I hope y'all feeling good and upbeat. I know that, you know, the last couple months or so been really hard for each one of y'all, for each one of us. And I just want to just have this I want to have this conversation with y'all, funny conversation about holiday fun, something uplifting that we can all laugh and just have a good time and just try to, like, you know, just not say forget about life issues, but just focus more so on are the small things, how blessed we are to be here in 2020. Have any of you listened? Have any of you finished your holiday shopping? I know a lot of people out there still in the malls doing last minute shopping, but also a lot of people did a lot of shopping on Amazon, which is one of my favorite online websites to shop on. Over 1 billion people, I've seen like some kind of like news statistics or something like that. They were saying that over 1 billion people use Amazon. Wow. And I know many of you listeners have also shopped on Amazon and is one of your favorite places to shop. I know when I shop on Amazon online, I feel like I'm a big kid again. I feel like a big old kid. Like I'm a kid in the candy store. I'm like, I want this. I want that. I want that. Yes, I know y'all probably feeling the same way. Amazon has so much stuff. I mean, you could buy everything on there, from furniture to clothes. I mean, you name it, food, everything. Then I see why it's a $1 billion company. I have a list of holiday drinks I would like to share with each one of you. Those of you that's planning on having a drink on this holiday, Christmas Eve, or tomorrow, or just any other day, I'm going to share these great recipes that you can try. They look really good. And I'm also going to share some non-alcoholic holiday drinks as well, too, for you listeners that don't really drink alcohol. Okay, here it is. Let me pull it right up here on my phone. I just had it. Be patient with me a little bit. Okay, I have it right in front of me. Let's see. And I got this from goodhousekeeping.com. So for those of you that want to check out these recipes for yourself, that's where y'all can find this article at, with these recipes that I'm about to share with you. So it just says 50 booze Christmas cocktails that are sure to get you into the Christmas spirit. Are you feeling holy and jolly yet? Don't worry if you can't answer in the affirmative. The holidays can be stressful. We have the perfect solution. Okay, I'm going to skip all that. Let's get to the drinks. Okay, the first drink is the Romo Gin Fuzz. The foamy velvet texture of this New Orleans classic looks like a fresh snowfall and tastes just as crispy. The second one I have is the Pesco Sour. If you want a break from the seasonal cinnamon and dark chocolate flavors, the lemony sour drink is the perfect refreshener. Drink number 3, gingerbread people jello shots. Oh my gosh, these are so cute. When y'all look on this website, y'all should see these little gingerbread little shot things. They are super cute. Sometimes you want cookies and other times you want booze. These are for the occasions. Drink number 4. The Dime Palm Masco Mule. A little bit of plum and a dash of thyme turns into the fan favorite Moscow Mule into a Christmas delight. Drink number 5, the Booze Grinch Punch. Nobody likes a Grinch around the holidays, but this lemon lime spark punch is another story. Drink number 6, the warm... Let me slow down. I'm reading all fast, everyone. Okay, drink number 6. Warm tea and cider punch. After a day outside making snowmen and going sledding, warm up your cold fingers with this apple cider spin on hot toddy. Number 7, the Driven Snow Cocktail. Rum, white chocolate liquor, and crushed candy canes come together in a delight esperski cocktail paired perfectly with a delicious gingerbread cookies. Number 8. Oh my gosh, this looks so pretty. It's got like these little like, you know how like them sugar cookies or Christmas cookies, and it kind of look like Jimmy's a little bit, and they got like, it got it like going around this martini glass cut with little sprinkles. And this is called the sugar cookie martini. The best way to get your Christmas sugar fixed this year and the gorgeous sprinkless rim is a martini, and this is called the sugar cookie martini. Number 9, the Santa Cosmopolitan. Put a holiday spin on a classic Cosmopolitan. I think I said it right. With the tart cocktail recipe, and don't forget the sugar on the rim. Number 10, the Cranberry Gin Fuzz. Pair red and green with this festival gin fuzz featuring a festival. Let me slow down, everyone. Okay, this drink that I have for number 10 is called the Cranberry Gin Fuzz. It's a pear red and green with this festival gin fuzz featuring a refreshing cranberry twist and a sprinkle of fresh thyme. Number 11, the Booze Butterbeer Punch. Calling all Potterheads. This butterbeer punch inspired by Harry Potter is the perfect drink to serve up this Christmas season. Number 12, the Christmas Cosmos. Let's face it, Cosmos are right or any time of year, but their beautiful color is especially fitting during the holidays. Number 13, gingerbread eggnog. Whip up a bunch of this rich, spicy eggnog in your house with smell heavenly. Can I smell some eggnog? Do y'all want some smelly eggnog? Number 14, the blood orange. The blood orange spritz. Even me muscles, I think I said it right, me muscles need a seasonal update trade. Traditional OJ for blood orange juice to give this cocktail a glorious criminal hue. And number 15 is the peppermintes. Is no dessert necessary when you can have one of these mini double chocolate beeties. I think it's called beetnies at the end. Number 16 is the cranberry 75 punch. Give the bartender you the night off by letting guests pour their own glass of this festivity and fruity drink. Number 17, the Sparkling Wine Mojo Punch. This Sparkling Wine Mojo Punch was a holiday cocktail without champagne. Boring, that's what? 18, the Cherry Bomb Fuzz. Think of this glass of bubbly as a grown-up version of a Shirley Temple, and Envious is best served with a side of cherries. Number 19, the Thinking Cap Cocktail. There's something special about sipping on a glass of whiskey in the wintertime for a quick and fruity fix. Warm up with the orange-infused drink. Number 20, the Snowflake Martini. Chew up the frozen track, too. Let me start over again. Okay, this one is called the, which is number 20. Oh my gosh, these recipes look so pretty. It's like you could just drink the pitchers instead of drink the drink. I know I'm acting silly. I want to make y'all laugh. We need to laugh. Okay, number 20 I have is the Snowflakes Martini Cue Up Frozen 2 soundtrack. Tour a few of these to transform your own winter land. Frozen Snowflake Martini? Okay. Number 21, the Cranberry Mojitos. A beautiful, boundless mimos are the ultimate Christmas gift. Looks really pretty. Looks like cherry, like a cherry drink. 22, the spicy Mexican hot chocolate. Warm up by the fireplace with this booze and spicy hot chocolate. Number 23, the Rumsha Eggnog. Even eggnog haters will love this creamy drink, complete with cinnamon sugar rim. Yum, yum. Number 24 is... Come on, computer. My computer's acting up so bad, everyone. Okay, number 24, I have the ginger bee sting. Oh my gosh, I just got bit by a bee. Toast the holidays with the gingerly lemon cocktail mixed up by Lauren Carrot. It's even sweeter served in a pretty venture glassware. And last but not least, I have on the holiday drinks, you can recipe drinks you can try is... Oh, my computer's acting up again. It's frozen. So to check out all these recipes that I share with y'all for these holiday recipe drinks, go to goodhousekeeping.com. And they have some other ones too as well too, besides the ones that I had shared with y'all a couple minutes ago. I mean, they look so good. Like, they'll melt right in your mouth. Forget about sharing recipes for those of you listeners who do not drink alcohol at all, but still like to have a holiday drink. I got a couple of drink recipes for y'all can try out for yourself to a list. So I'm going to share a couple with y'all right now. And even for you listeners that do like to have some alcohol in your holiday drinks, I'm going to share the list with y'all too. Y'all can check out the website, which I'm going to share with each one of you. So besides all that, before I start sharing a list with y'all of non-alcohol seasonal drinks, how's the weather where y'all located at? Is it cold or is it warm? Over here where I'm located at in Montgomery County, and actually in Northeast Philadelphia, actually, the weather is not too bad. It's cold, but it's a little warm. And then, like, a couple of days ago, we had snow. So, you just never know how the weather's going to be. It can be so tricky, so bipolar. It really can. Okay, I have the list right in front of me. I'm going to share the non-alcohol Christmas drink recipe. The first drink I have is the non-alcohol mule wine. Make mild wine minus the booze with this fruity alcohol-free recipe, combining pomegranate juice, blackberry spices, just as warm as the real deal. Spicy, and the second one I have is spicy apple syrup with sentimental and cloves. Mix this syrup into hot apple juice or wine for a sweet and fiery burst of Christmas flavor. It's also delicious and is drizzled all over your ice cream for dessert. Yum, yum. And the third one I have is the alcohol-free Amaretto sour. Treat yourself to an Amaretto sour mocktail with all the sweet, sharp, nutty flavors of the classic cocktail without the booze. And the last one I have that I'm going to share is the non-alcohol Christmas punch. Create this super versatile Christmas punch with any festival gathering. It will hold well throughout the afternoon and evening and just as delicious with alcohol or without. So to check out these non-alcohol Christmas drinks, go to bbcgoodfood.com. I'm going to go into a short commercial break, everyone. And when I get back from the commercial break, I'll be continuing on our topic for today, holiday fun talk. All right, everyone, I'll be right back. This commercial break is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go every Wednesday on Zoe Flower YouTube page and Zoe Flower 8 Instagram page. I am back from the commercial break, everyone. How y'all feeling and how y'all enjoying? How are each one of you enjoying this Positive Thursday today? I have a question to ask each one of you. Can you think back during the times when you, any holiday that you had, like any time during the season, where you could think about something funny that happened, whether it was cooking something and you thought it was cooked all the way, but it really wasn't, or if you made a cake and you wound up eating a whole damn cake to yourself, or maybe just if you ordered something that you had ordered something, you know how sometimes when we get them catalogs that come in the mail, and you see something that you really like, and then you order it, you're like, oh, I want these pair of jeans, or I want these shoes and stuff like that, and then once you get it, it's not what you really, you know, thought it was going to be. Not that it burns you up. It makes you just want to just throw it, whatever you had or whatever you ordered from that catalog, you want to throw it at the person, whoever created that product, because you was looking so forward to a quality looking product, a quality looking item that you really wanted for yourself. But anyway, to make a long story short, on a serious note, how many of you, you know, during this time of season, feel like, you know, especially during this time, I know that it's been really hard and trying to loosen up and laugh and just trying to just uplift our spirits. And it's been rough. I mean, really rough. Not even just the coronavirus thing, but just in life in general. But sometimes, you know, when we facing them hardships and hard times, we had to look at the small things in life, like our blessings. And sometimes even that, sometimes it does make a difference. It does. But laughing and reflecting and sitting still, it makes a whole lot different. And I know a lot of times during these times, people really feel lonely and they feel depressed and they just feel lost. And I believe talking and just venting, you know, about it, I think it really makes you, it can make others feel better. So if it's someone that you haven't talked to in a long time and you've been thinking about them, give that person a call and say, hi, how you doing? And also what I want to also say is this too, for those of you that's single like myself, you know, I know a lot of singles, they probably feel some kind of way, some like lonely during this time. They wish they had a significant other. I want to say this, be patient. You know, that person will come along. Good things do come to those who wait patiently. And I know that to be true. And that's so true. That's with anything in life. I believe that when you're patient, things come along and it works out so much better. So, anyway, moving forward, this is what I also want to say is that, I know a lot of people have been watching Netflix and Hulu and, you know, just watching all these good movies on TV because the movie theaters and everything is closed down. And I know a lot of people, they used to go to the movies a lot, especially during this time. I know I did, especially with my son and daughter. We would go like, well, when my kids were a little bit younger, we would go to the movies sometimes like after Christmas Eve or dinner. And my son, especially me and my son, because my daughter, she's a little bit older, she's married, but sometimes me and my son, after Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, we would go see like Transformers or one of them holiday movies that usually come out in a movie theater, you know, during that time. Do y'all have like any fun games that y'all play, like holiday games or just games in general during this time with your family and friends that y'all play? Is it like cards, play like, you know, Pity Pat or Crazy Eights? Because I know like a lot of people like to play cards during this time and board games and stuff like that. And for those of you parents that's tuning in that have kids, do y'all do like little puzzles and paintings and stuff like that for your kids, you know, just for fun? And then maybe sometimes y'all even paint your face or just get in tune with what your kids doing with the coloring, you know, like, you know, if you have like them coloring books that have like Frosty the Snowman or just something that got to do with the holidays, you know, you get right into it with your kids, like, you know, you be coloring right along with them. It'd be so much fun. I remember them days, you know, when my kids were little, when I would color with my kids and cut out little snowflakes and stuff like that. I mean, like fun things like that. And it's just super fun. And I also just want to just say this as well, too. I just want to just thank each one of you for tuning in with me on Every Positive Thursdays. And if those of you new listeners tuning in today, thank you for taking up your time and listening to me. You could have been doing anything else, and I just thank you for tuning in on this Positive Thursday. And, you know, come back and listen again. I'm truly grateful and blessed. And I want to say for each one of you, I'm happy to know that this Positive Thursday has inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others, because there is power in the numbers. Please subscribe to my YouTube page, Zoe Flower YouTube page. And also, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8 Instagram. And I'm on Twitter, at Zoe Flower Twitter. Y'all stay safe. Have a blessed week. And I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast. You can leave me a message on here about this podcast, or any comments or anything you just want to say, tell me or say about how this Positive Thursday had inspired you. Did it make you feel better? Make you laugh? You know, you might have been going through something. You know, me, myself, I've been going through something. That's a transformation, you know, with myself. I've been going through just, I've been doing like a lot of, to be honest with y'all, I've been doing like a lot of downtime with myself, reflecting, thinking about different things and what I want in this new year. And I'm looking so forward to this new beginning. I'm excited about it. And I want to say, you know, y'all can leave me a message on this podcast. I would love to hear your feedback. And any other future podcast ideas, y'all stay safe. Have a super blessed holiday and Merry Christmas. Talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. God bless.
It's Positive Thursday. Get inspired on this Positive Thursday.